Tell Mom. I'm Diana Kelly, and I've been momming for several decades, including tending my fur babies, kids I gave birth to, kids I mentored as a broadcaster and college instructor, my kids' friends, and my friends. I'm not a psychologist or doctor, but I do know how to dig up advice from those who are, and that's what I'll share with you. If you have something to share with me, remark, comment, question, please comment below. We've seen it all. Fashions that make you stop and say, wait, what? When I was a kid, it was granny dresses, then go-go boots, then hot pants, none of which were my particular style. Every time I'd see pictures from the latest fashion week, I'd do an eye roll. Pre-COVID, it seemed everything on the rack was underwritten by the Lycra and spandex industries, which was not helpful for those of us working odd shifts that had you hoovering the fridge when you got home. My teenage daughter was going through the thick-thin stages that hit in adolescence and was frantic when she was clothes shopping. Again, the clinging spandex problem. At that point, I'd lost sympathy with the clothing industry when they'd moan about people not coming into stores, especially after seeing my daughter's humiliation and tears in the dressing room, and going through a bout of that myself. I mean, did my workmates really need to know if I had an innie or an outie belly button? I didn't think anyone would lose sleep if I kept that information to myself. TheTeenMagazine.com says our wardrobe choices can greatly influence the way we feel, behave, and are perceived in various situations. Although the right outfit can make a kid feel great about themselves, if they feel they have to conform to society's standards on fashions that don't fit them, it can have a negative impact on their feelings of self-worth. Fashion choices can signal your group affiliations and help you form connections with those who have the same view of society. But what if you're wearing that belly-revealing top just because the other kids in the group are wearing them, and you'd rather have less air conditioning? When feeling self-conscious or uncomfortable in their own bodies, teens can start forming negative feelings about themselves and start questioning their self-worth. In fact, an Iowa State study implies a student's outfit choice can impact their class participation, which in turn can impact their grades. Those who dress up tend to raise their hands more. Studies have also shown that clothing can influence people's perceptions of others, even regarding expectations related to intelligence. Most people are fashion anxious, according to fashionlawjournal.com. By wearing the latest trends, people may be more accepting of you because you're complying with the framework of what's acceptable in society at that time period. The journal adds that the fashion industry's unrealistic ideal of physical perfection is at odds with a healthy body and mind, hence my aversion to spandex. So I tend to hit resale stores when I'm looking to add to my wardrobe. I usually find that there's something not laced with Lycra that's thicker than a piece of paper and that isn't aimed at mimicking my birthday suit. It's usually a fraction of the price of its spanking new counterpart, and the money I spent on it will help a great cause. I've also gone shopping in my own closet. Some things I'd stopped wearing because they were faded got a Rit Dye facelift. You have to be careful when you're dyeing something and make sure it's absorbent enough to take the dye. Otherwise, it's gonna be kind of splotchy. But if your item was already on its way to the rag pile, it's not much of a risk. I've tried to convince my daughter to follow my lead on this, but she's pointed out that she can usually find what she wants online. Of course, if it doesn't fit, she's got to go through the hassle of returning it. But it beats standing in a dressing room with glaring lights pointing out your figure flaws. And now I'm going to share my fashion perspectives with my friend, Sherry Walls. So when you were a kid, I don't know about you, but getting dressed for school was always a big deal for me. Was it a big deal for you?
So for myself as a child, yes. Clothes were always very important to me. Mm-hmm. But more so because we shared clothes with my sister. And so, she hated it. She's the older sister. I was the younger sister. So I loved it. Mm-hmm. So it was always great. And I think I mentioned once before, I went to private high school. So when I went to private high school,
you had to wear a uniform.
Yeah. And so certainly I would think when I came into my own about clothing, I was wearing the uniform to school. So it wasn't as important.
Yeah. But a lot of kids go through the, what am I going to wear chaos that and make a mess of their closet. And like, I don't know what's here. But choosing what you're going to be wearing to begin with, what you're going to put in that closet can be a big trauma too.
Oh, even to this day, my kids hate to go shopping with me, which I hate because I love to shop. I'm a shopper. Love to shop. I can spend all day trying on clothes and not buy a thing. I love to just go and experience the clothing and seeing what's out there. But my kids don't like it. But yes, I remember so many times with them and the issues.
And there's nothing to wear here. Nothing fits me. None of these styles look good.
And trying to be you know, there's a whole peer pressure and being popular and buying what they want. I remember when the kids were, I'm going to say maybe it was middle school. I don't really remember when it was exactly, but when Aeropostale was huge and everybody wanted to have those clothes. And their jeans were so expensive and I just, you know, couldn't afford them for the kids. And so we always had to make choices about how much something cost and then what they would get. And so I do remember we went and they would buy all of their jeans from Goodwill. And then we would go to Aeropostale and we would buy the shirts from them because they would all have, of course, their name across the top. Because I was always like, no one's going to know that those jeans aren't from them. Your shirt, at that time, they were the long shirts, not all the crop shirts that are in now. But that at that time, it was all the long shirts that the kids wore. I'm like, no one sees that they're not from that brand. I said, but they'll see the shirt and they'll know that you have it. And that was one of the ways that we tried to remain budget friendly and allow the kids to have what's new.
See, my kids would not go to go. My son didn't mind. He actually didn't shop for himself most of the time. You know, if mom came home with jeans for him, he'd wear the jeans. No big deal. He would go out and get t-shirts. That would be his thing, is he'd, you know, want to go get his own shirts. But yeah, like you were saying, but the jeans, he didn't care what I brought home. As he got older, he liked the real slim fit stuff. And that was a problem because he's over 6 feet tall and getting slim stuff for somebody that whose legs turn out to be the same length as his mother's, which is really weird because I've just got super long legs and I'm super short waisted. But I mean, we'd be going out shopping and trying to find something that we could afford, you know, but then the tops would be what, you know, you'd spend money on.
Yeah.
For the same reason. It's like, who notices your jeans unless they're bedazzled or something?
Yeah, no, the kids, they were always good about shopping at Goodwill. They didn't mind. They enjoyed the hunt and looking for stuff. And
and it's always fun when you find something that is like an Aeropostale that's in Goodwill. And it's like 2 for a score.
Exactly. No, they didn't mind. I mean, I know that they would have preferred, and I would have preferred to be able to buy all of the name brand stuff, know, but we just didn't do that. And anytime Ivy grew out of clothes, they went to Lily, and you know, and so Lily got a lot of secondhand, you know, clothes, second, third hand, fourth hand, you know, and we did that a lot. But they were always really good about it. But I've always been very clear with the kids how much money we would have to spend on clothes. So I'd be like, this is how much you have, you can buy whatever you want. And so, like, you know, hoodies, of course, were always and have been very popular for the kids. And some of those hoodies can be
really expensive.
Really expensive. And so we were always very much like, okay, this is how much money you have. If you want to get a hoodie, then that's fine. Then you have to, you know, supplement that with other things. And they were always, but they were always really good about it.
Yeah. Now, there's been a lot of controversy about the type of styles that kids, that are almost inflicted on kids these days, where you've got the bare belly look, and you've got the, some kids look like they're hardly wearing anything, you know, and I don't mean to sound like a fogey, because back when I was in high school, they had hot pants. And it kind of took some of the parents by surprise because they didn't expect the school would allow them to wear hot pants. And I guess the board, or, you know, the school board said, yeah, they can wear what they want, thinking that the parents would be the ones that would be bringing the hammer down on their on kids trying to scoot out of the house with something that wasn't appropriate.
Well, it's not even the parent. Like, I don't know. I remember many times, especially when the kids were in middle school, because they were allowed to wear shorts in middle school. For girls, I don't know how it is for boys. I know you have a boy, but for girls, you couldn't find anything except for shorts with a 3-inch inseam. Like that, if you were buying girl shorts, they were all the short shorts.
Right.
You know, the what we would call booty shorts in our household. You didn't have any choice. It didn't matter where you went. That's the only shorts that they had for middle school age kids, and it was very difficult to find clothes for them.
Which is why I used to go to Goodwill.
Yeah, and so they would mostly wear jeans because the shorts were too short to wear to school. And none of my kids, probably because I'm not, none of them were very much into skirts or dresses. They never really did that. And so it's really hard. Like if you go, you're stuck with whatever's in fashion, whatever I guess they think is in fashion.
Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever the Madison Avenue people decide that the rest of us are going to wear.
Yeah. And so right now it's all crop shirts. Like if you go in, everything is like a crop. I don't wear crop shirts personally.
I don't either.
You know, but I'm like, again, I'm sure that it's very difficult for school age parents to find clothes.
Yeah. That are decent looking. And I do mean decent.
Yes.
You know, not just looks good on the kid. It's like it covers what it should be covering on the kid. You know, because there's a lot of sexuality that comes out in clothing.
Yeah.
You know, they almost try to make our kids look a little, I can't believe like my grandmother's words are coming out of my mouth here. But it's like they're trying to push kids into their 20s when they're teens. And I don't think that's necessarily a good thing.
Well, I definitely don't mind the styles. I think that everybody can wear what they want, but to a place that's appropriate. So if they're going out, then, you know, if they want to wear something that's revealing, I don't have a problem with that. It never bothered me much. But we need to have access to other clothes so that you could wear them, you know, to school or to a church function or to a Sunday brunch with your grandmother. But it's really difficult to find them. And again, I only can speak from experience with the girls' clothing.
Yeah, because boys, it doesn't seem to matter that much, except for when we went through the styles where they were falling off the kids' butts, you know, and I guess enough people tripped or whatever that they stopped doing that, but, you know, or at least cut back on that. But yeah, I mean, there was one phase, and I don't think, I think unfortunately it's still like that, where the designers decided to go with these really sheer or really thin fabrics that, it, you know, there was no doubt exactly how you were built, regardless of how much was covered.
Yeah.
Because it was, you know, everything clung to you, whether you wanted it to or not. And it didn't matter how loose it was, it would still cling to you, you know.
Well, and now with fast fashion and the ability to buy a lot of clothes for cheap online, but the quality of those clothes are really poor.
Yeah.
And so not, you know, so I'm sure, I would assume that my kids, if that was available to them back when they were in high school, they would have loved Shein and any of the other, you know, kind of places to purchase clothes online for cheap that were fashionable. But you might get one or two wears out of it, and then
gone.
The seam is ripped, and or you wash it and it shrinks or it bleeds or all, you know, all of this other stuff. So although there's, I feel like, more access to inexpensive clothing, it's just not good clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I still do Goodwill, but I know the kids don't, because they don't have, now they tell me they don't have the time to spend to shop
pick.
It, you know, to go
yes.
and to, because
yes.
it is an adventure to
it
go
is.
And thrift and to look for stuff.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I don't have 2 hours on a Saturday. I just want to, you know, purchase something, you know, which is fine. Again, it's their call.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that a couple of times, like they would have bought a dress or something that when we had to go somewhere, and I'm like, oh, the fabric is just awful. It is just awful.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I would have wished that you'd told me that you wanted a dress, and I would have doubled the price for you, and you could have gotten it from somewhere else.
Right.
I mean, and even the sad thing is, you know, not to dish, you know, like Walmart or Target, but even their clothes are better made.
Yeah.
Like they're the better made clothes than
now
what a
are.
Lot of times that you can get online.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. And then it's hard. It's, you know, it's hard
to
teach the kids about that, you know.
So how do we do that? How do we teach our kids to be more savvy about what they're actually going to buy to put on their bodies?
I don't know. I think that, I think some of it comes down to a little bit of personality issues.
Yeah.
Like I know growing up, my sister, like we would get an allowance on how much we were allowed to spend for school clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, you know, let loose in the mall and be like, this is how much money you have to spend. And I know that my sister would come back with one shirt. She would spend the entire money on one shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it'd be nicely made and it would be from a very nice store.
Yep.
And I would come back with 100 pieces as cheap as possible from the sale rack. And so I struggle, just me personally that I always look for the deal, whereas a lot of times the better deal really is something that fits better, nicer quality, that is coming from a more expensive place.
And but that you're going to wear forever.
Exactly. And I wouldn't have to replace it, and it will wash well. And
I mean, I have jeans that I've re-dyed for 5 years. Or and actually, I've got one pair that's 10 years old, and I just, I'll re-dye the jeans, you know, because it's like, but I've got shirts and everything that match them, so, you know, and they fit me, so why wouldn't I, you know, and they wear, obviously.
Yes.
You know, and that's just it, whereas I've got another pair of jeans, and I loved the way they fit when I bought them 4 years ago, but they're falling apart now.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, well, I, you know, like obviously this store and this brand is not what I'm going to go for, you know, and it's, and you're trying to teach your kids to respect that and to understand that you don't have, just because there's a label on it, you don't have to buy that product because they may have gone with a different manufacturing company or whatever. So they're using cheaper materials or, you know, you just have to be careful about that.
Yeah. Well, and I think now with the, you know, with social media, and you can see a lot of clothing. Like I love to, I love TikTok, and I love to watch the Get Ready With Me videos, and I love people to show like what they're wearing, because I just think it's a very approachable way to see what other people's style is and what that looks like. And I always enjoy that. And my kids definitely are not. They wear just jeans and hoodies. That is what they wear, and they have, you know, which is fine.
If your job is allows you to do that, that's great. I mean, that's one of the things I like about after COVID is that everybody was allowed to relax their dress code a little bit, so I can come to work like this and not look out of place or, you know, like I'm too informal, although I do wear my sneakers, but that's mainly because my feet have gotten swollen in my old age. I mean,
well, my oldest daughter, she had gotten her job, it was supposed to be business professional in the environment, so we went and bought her I bought her a couple pairs of slacks and a couple dress shirts so she could get through, and I said, and then wait to see what everybody else is wearing. And then when she got hired, then they were like, oh yeah, well, that used to be our dress code until COVID, and now you're allowed to wear jeans and hoodies. And so she's like, ah, I'm never gonna wear that. So she just put all of the stuff. I don't even know
but
if she still
never
has
know
this.
she may have to pull it out for
she
something.
Might they threatened that it was gonna go back to the way it was. I mean, she's been there now for 2 years, and they're still allowed to wear jeans and a hoodie. And so I laugh. I'm like, oh, you lucked out, because I know she was kind of like, oh, I don't want to have to wear slacks and a blouse. And she's like, am I gonna have to wear heels? I'm like, I mean I don't know. I mean, every office culture is different. I said, you know, you got to be prepared for that. But then she, you know, after the first day, she called me, she goes, I don't have to wear any of that. She's like, I can wear jeans. She's like, they just can't have holes in them, and I can wear a hoodie, and I can wear tennis shoes. And I said, well, there, hallelujah. I said, you don't have to change any of your clothes. And she was happy about that. But I think, and again, I don't know about for guys. I'm sure guys deal with all the same insecurities that girls do. But I think for girls, there's always that added pressure of not only the clothing and what they say is fashionable, but then also just your own happiness with the way your body looks,
exactly,
your weight, and how much pressure that puts on you, and you know, and just that added piece of it. And again, I don't know, I assume men also struggle with that as well, but my experience has been with females, and they just, you know, will go, like, bathing suit shopping is a painful experience for the women in my family.
You know, it's hugely painful, you know, in our family too. It's like, oh man, do I have to do that? And I just guess a lot of times. I'll go out, usually to Walmart, and find a suit that it's like, okay, if I don't like this, I've only lost $10 or $20, you know, and it's not a big deal. And it's stretchy enough, it should cover everything. And Lord knows, unless I'm, you know, hopping over the side of a boat or something like that, I'm not in it. I've got something covering me. So, you know, it's just, I don't think, I don't think the swimsuit world knows exactly how to dress us, you know, yeah. In a way that would make us all feel comfortable.
Well, I think it's hard to wear a bathing suit. But I do talk to my kids a lot about, like, the quality of their undergarments. Like, I have talked a lot about, you know, buying nice bras.
Yeah.
And how much those cost, and about, you know, trying to cycle them so that mm-hmm. not all your bras fall apart on the same month, so yeah. that you can, you know, buy them at different points. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with tennis shoes. I tell them that about with tennis shoes as well. I'm like, you know, you want to buy good brand tennis shoes mm-hmm. that are going to, you know, even if you're just wearing them out and about, not to work out. I'm like, oh, you want good shoes. And I said, and you're supposed to replace them every 3 years, and you can't have them all need to be replaced in the same month, because they're $100 shoes at least, you know. And I'm like, also, you have to really think through that. So there are, I guess, some pieces of clothing where I've had conversations with the kids about quality and quantity and replacing them.
Yeah. But of course, the big conversation is, that looks good on you, sweetie. Don't let what everybody else is wearing change your perspective on what you're supposed to be wearing for you. Because there could be a style that, you know, everybody wears long dresses. Well, if you're short, that's not such a great idea, you know? And I don't care if, you know, because way back when, I remember, like, seeing my babysitter wearing a granny dress, because that was the style back then, you know? And then 2 years later, everybody's wearing go-go boots, you know? And it wouldn't be comfortable for me.
No.
You know, and you don't have to wear something that's stylish just because everybody else is wearing it if it doesn't feel comfortable for you.
Yes. I learned when we would go try on clothes, which is very hard for me to keep my mouth shut, because I would say, oh, that looks really nice. And then they would feel obligated to purchase whatever it was that I said, oh, that looks nice on you.
Yeah.
And then they would never wear that because mm-hmm. they didn't think it looked nice on them.
Now, see, that's my son's MO. That's not my daughter's MO.
Oh, yeah.
No, her MO is, mom says it looks nice, I absolutely can't wear that. No, even today, she's like that.
Yeah.
And she'll drag me clothes shopping.
I don't say anything. So then I learned to ask, well, do you like it?
Yeah.
Does it feel comfortable? I started asking more questions about, like, the fabric quality, like, is it scratchy or is it, you know,
I'm
tight?
I have to remember that. I am going to have to remember
because
that.
If I said anything positive about it, like if I was like, oh, that looks nice on you, you know, then they'd be that, then, and I probably said more, I'd probably say something like, oh, that's really nice, you should get it, don't you think you should get it? I know that. But then, and they would just cave and they would say, okay, we'll get it, and then they would never wear it. Just sit in their closet. And I'd be like, why don't you wear this? They're like, oh, I don't really like it.
Yeah.
I'm like, why'd you say you'd buy it? You know, they're like, I don't want to hurt your feelings. I'm like, it hurts my feelings more that I paid for that and it's sitting in the closet. You know, I'm like, that's what hurts.
Well,
you know,
it's funny because there's one item that I did talk my daughter into. Well, actually, she was looking for a jacket, and this was, she must have been about 16 maybe, and it was the one time that we went to Plato's Closet, and which is generally reused and, you know, some discount stuff, and found this. I thought it was a gorgeous leather jacket. She wanted a brown leather jacket. I found it, and she's like, look, she almost, I'm like, so if this wound up under the Christmas tree, you'd be okay with that? And she's like, well, I got it for her anyway. I think I paid $25 for it. And, you know, she's like, I really do like it, Mom. I'm like, good. I'm glad you like it. Because I went online and looked at what this, it was an Italian leather $800 jacket.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So that we got for $25. And, I mean, you know, and after that, she was really
you're like, I know a few things.
Yeah. Mom wasn't born yesterday.
Yes. Right now, we're planning a cruise in after school gets out, and my daughter just has jeans and hoodies, and of course mm-hmm. she wants some sundresses, and so I've been going to Goodwill and I'm taking pictures of the dresses. I'm like, oh, what about this one mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, and then she'll be like,
see,
okay, I like these three, and then you know, and then I'll buy them and I'll mail them to her, and then she's like, okay, I like this, and or I don't like that, and I'm like, oh, you know, it'd be so much easier if you just come out here and we'll just go to Goodwill for the day together.
Exactly.
I'm like, oh, I'll treat you to lunch. You know, but she's like, I don't want to do that, I don't have time. I'm like, oh, whatever, but it's working out okay. It's nice to have technology. So like I said, I look, she likes more the solid colors, but she wants a sundress and she wants it to be short. So she's given me a few parameters.
Yeah.
And
which
and
is
then,
always nice.
Yes. And then I just look for them and I've been taking pictures. And so far, I think it's been okay. She's found, she's found three dresses. I just mailed her another three yesterday, so she'll get them this week. And hopefully between those, she'll have enough for the cruise and it'll be fine.
Yes. Yes.
And my other daughter, I don't know what she's wearing because I'm like, oh, do you want any help? She's like, nope. I'm like, okay.
Well, on that note, hopefully we've done a little bit of troubleshooting for folks that are running into this issue with their kids. And just let your kids know that it's okay to dress the way you feel comfortable and not have to fit somebody else's idea of what you're supposed to dress like.
It's a hard lesson, but I think it's good for kids to figure that out and to figure out who they are. Mm-hmm. And I think clothing helps them do that. It lets them express themselves and it lets them figure out who do they want to be.
And gives them a sense of confidence, which is always a good thing. I'm Diana Kelly. She's Sherry Walls. Thanks for sharing this episode of Go Tell Mom with us. We focus on the kind of things you might share with your mom or tell about your mom, or maybe not. If you have something you'd like to share or comment on, please click on our comments section. See you next time with Go Tell Mom.